On the ticket hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, to discuss the opening of the new stadium. Hi, Jerry.
Well, we are. We're still going to have the new stadium. I know that there's been a lot of negativity in the economics, but we are still on track. We're going to open this new stadium for fans.
Well, there's a rumor out there, and we wanted to confirm.
Well, there has been, and I heard that there's been a lot of speculation and procrastination on who will be the first musical act at the new stadium.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, it was originally supposed to be U2, but there was a conflict because they were too spare to play here.
Hey, so, you watch that.
So I personally wanted some country music.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I'm comfortable with, and certainly Texas is known for its country music as well as Texas. So I'm here to announce first on the ticket, with all manner of exclusivity, that the first act to play the new Jerry Jones Memorial Stadium is George Strait.
Okay.
Jerry Jones Memorial Stadium?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. Just getting a jump on it right now. And I just certainly do feel that George Strait is special to a lot that goes on in country music.
Yeah.
And I think he's a great choice to be the first act. The new stadium.
So you're going to have like a lot of musical acts?
Well, we are, John. We are. And we're going to have a lot of other acts that whole week. We're going to, it's going to be basically over a week, 2 weeks. Every night we're going to have a different concert. Kind of.
Wow.
Off. Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Who are you going to have?
Well, George Strait starts off night one. And then we're going to follow that up with the biggest name in rock music, Billy Squire. I've been a fan of his for a long time. He interviews me a lot on AM radio, as you guys know.
That happened once that we know of.
10 years ago.
Then night three, we're going to follow up the Squire with a very special act, Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Oh, boy.
Not revival, but...
kind of spare.
Revisited.
Then we're going to feature the fourth night, 39 special, made up of old members and roadies of 38 special. Then we're going to go local. Next night with Mike Reiner's Petty Theft.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good for Reins.
It's going to be a big gig for those boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're excited about that, and we are. And next night, Lizard Larceny.
Boy, very ticket stock.
Rating ticket stock there.
Next night, Martellus Bennett will do his two songs.
Yeah, he's got Jerry Jones money.
And then I will fine him for doing those two songs. And then this next one I got talked into is against my better judgment, but we're going to do it.
Okay.
Steven has put together a garage band with Jerry Jr.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Your sons have.
They're going to perform at the new stadium, so expect audience about 20 out there. And I promised their mama I'd let them play. They do Hannah Montana covers.
Hannah Montana?
Yes, and they're both big fans, and they call themselves Banana Montana.
Aren't they a little old for that?
Well, Jerry Jones, he's out front in all this deal, and he prances around in a halter top and a miniskirt. He's got the blonde wig and everything, and then Stephen plays drums in a banana costume.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man, you know, it's not the craziest thing you ever heard. You haven't heard the music itself. With only a lead singer and a drummer, it's very limited.
You don't have any keyboards, guitars?
No, no, but they stay out in the garage practicing night in, night out, day in, day out, making a horrible racket. And Gene takes some cookies and sandwiches and Kool-Aid out there every couple hours.
Well, you've got a lot planned, and I know what you're most excited about is what you have planned on the field with your team next year.
Well, not really. As a matter of fact, these concerts are designed to distract from the team that we're going to be throwing out there next year.
You think it's going to be bad, huh?
Well, what would you think if you had Wade Phillips returning as your head coach and the quarterback who's more interested in the Hollywood Bowl than the Super Bowl?
Well, can't you control that?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I got no scene control over here. I can't do anything right. I got Gene that's always bitching at me, yelling at me that I'm not doing enough for these boys. And these boys, of course, Jerry and Steven, all they do is loaf around playing music and video games, waiting for me to die so they can take over the team. But I'm on to them, though. I've altered my will to leave the Cowboys organization, the entire team, everything, to my out-of-wedlock son, Adam.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning to you.
That's not a real story. All right, there's the fake Jerry for you. Plans for the new stadium.